And so there's all these stories of you guys being secretly fucking each other in high school. And I fucking love it. I'm just like so turned on by the idea of this. And I just think it's amazing, especially in the spirit of pride. Happy pride to all of my fellow rainbow lovers.
Welcome to Sweet Release.
Hi, sweets. Welcome back. For those of you watching, I know I have a little vertical situation happening today. I thought this would be a little bit easier set up, but it turned out to be about the same amount of time. I am sick yet again. I've been sick for the last like 5 days. I'm finally feeling a lot better today. Luckily, my recent guest, Obiani, has been sending me some of her holistic things. So I've been getting on some good vitamins and stuff and feeling a lot better. So I'm grateful for that. But yeah, I was just trying to be a little bit comfy. I haven't even showered yet today. So, but that's okay. We are having fun. I am going to do a confessions episode for you guys. Sorry, I have so many things in front of me. I'm also repping some of my gear. Even though I haven't showered, I still look kind of cute, I would say. this is some new merch that I made not long ago. It is live on my website, barbiejeanxo.com. Check it out. Oh my God, there's fur all over me. But yeah, it's funny, side story. My colleague at work, I was showing him, this was a couple weeks ago, and I was stoked. And I was like, oh my God, I made some new merch. And I like ordered a bunch of it. I'm excited to wear it out and about. And he was like, I feel like you can get this kind of stuff at Target. And I was like, what the hell? Target? I did not take that as a compliment. I was like, oh my God. He was like, no, for real, Barbie, I feel like you need to have some sexier stuff, maybe some lingerie, maybe some toys. And I'm like, okay, yes, I hear you. Thank you for the advice. I am a baby step person. I am creating easy content that is, or easy attire and stuff that has my logo and my slogan and stuff that is just like fun and easy. It's still difficult and time consuming to create these things. I definitely have dreams and I have a vision of definitely sexier stuff and a lot of different, I have a lot of ideas, but I'm not there yet and I don't have the time and energy to do that. So yes, right now I am creating some Target attire and hats, and yeah, but it's fucking way better than Target. Organic, all natural. But anyways, that just made me really laugh. And I was like, wow, thank you for, I just wanted to hear I'm awesome. And instead you were like giving me critiques, but that's okay. I welcome the critiques. Okay. So let me get sorted because I have my iPad here. I have confessions. Let's get into some confessions. There's some really good ones. Some really interesting ones, some really sexy ones, some really sultry ones, all of it today. I am stoked. And these have been stacking up. I apologize for not doing one in a long time. But yeah, let's get into the first one. Confessions. Weird turn on. When a girl starts slapping her butt during sex, I don't know what it is, but every time a girl grabs her ass and starts spanking herself, it makes me hyperventilate. Doggy style, reverse cowgirl, it's all great. Yes, yes, yes. I personally don't think I've ever smacked my ass. I'm a squeezer. I love to like squeeze my ass during sex, but I've never been one to like spank myself. excuse me. But this is amazing. And I really appreciate you opening up about this because I think sometimes we have to like take our dreams and our fantasies and our kinks and stuff into our own hands. And so I encourage you, if this is something that you really love, don't just wait for it. Ask a girl or a guy or whoever it is you're with in the bedroom, be like, yo, spank that ass. Don't say it like that. There's sexier ways to do it, but like whisper in that ear and just in the heat of the moment, just be like, come on, baby, spank that booty. Oh my God, I'm doing terrible. That is not That's another way to do it. I don't know. I feel like you can take on that dominant role and do what feels natural and just be like, I want you to spank your butt or something. Gosh, I'm doing terrible. That just doesn't roll off my tongue. Maybe because it feels awkward. But you know what I mean? Like, I want you to like just manifest what you want and ask for it. And so, yes, I love that. Please continue slapping that booty and appreciating the booty slaps. Next. So I didn't think I would like butt stuff until my girlfriend surprised me with a finger up my ass, LOL. I was on top and had just told her I was about to finish. Instead of letting me pull out, she grabbed my butt and fingered me. I let out a huge, oh, as I came harder than ever. My dick was spraying cum. Maybe that was more like a huge, oh. Okay. So yeah, you know, I'm a firm believer of butt stuff. I've talked a lot about anal pleasure and I think it's amazing. I definitely don't fully support like the surprise in the butt, but a finger is definitely the way to go if you are going to surprise someone. So I'm glad it ended in a positive reaction for you and that her surprise finger in the butt was like, oh, hell yeah. And you came everywhere. That is amazing. Anal pleasure is so great and prostate pleasure is so incredible. And so I definitely do encourage all of y'all that have a prostate to finger that butt or ask your girl next time, like this person in the heat of the moment is almost the best time because you are relaxed, because you are like loosened up and already kind of like ready to go. And so it does feel really good to, you know, get a little massaging going, get a little fingering going, and just like play around with that dual pleasure while you're getting your like penis pleasure as well as the prostate pleasure. I know I talk a lot about blended orgasms for women. I feel like it's got to be very similar for men to have this like dual, like blended orgasm happening at the same time. And it's just like stimulating more than one erogenous zone at the same time. Like it's fucking fantastic. So do it. And thank you for this confession. Okay, next. I recently got my biggest client and raise last year. I would say being fucked by my client RM and his associates simultaneously might have helped. And then you do like a little emoji and a little like sweating, smiling emoji. Okay, so I'm going to assume that this is a woman, although I don't know your gender. I'm just assuming based on the emoji usage and that they were two men, I'm guessing. I'm just assuming, but this could have been a guy getting fucked, but I'm just making the assumption that you're a woman. And first of all, this is fucking fantastic. It sounds like you wanted this to happen. It sounds like you liked it. It sounds like this was your choice, but I also want you to know that your raise is not because you fucked these two guys. I hope. Now this confession was kind of like, ooh, like, how do I feel about this? Because it's like powerful because I don't know, men use their sexuality to get what they want a lot in the workplace or like just being a man, makes them, you know, progress in the world, generally speaking. And so it's so cool to see a woman use her power and have a good time and then reap the benefits. So honestly, I love this confession. It is also a really juicy confession. I think it's amazing. I think I have, you know, I feel like it's just kind of a little bit taboo to hook up with people in your workplace, but it always happens. And so I just commend you for owning it and for loving this threesome and for just like owning your sexual power and just remind yourself that maybe it helped a little. Maybe they were like, damn, this girl's dope. Like she deserves my business. But I also think that you are just probably really great at your job and you probably deserved that raise and that big client as well. So I just want to remind you of that. And please keep owning that sexual power and the group play. Fucking love it. Thank you for sharing. Next, I met a girl who likes violence in bed. Hard slaps, punches, choking, spitting, rape, role play. And I've become addicted to the extreme pleasure I experience while abusing her. I feel I've opened Pandora's box, but life circumstances make it almost impossible to start a relationship. And you know, violence in bed, we've talked about this too. You know, rape role play is called consensual non-consent. And it is a fantasy for a big majority of women specifically. And, you know, I think you feel like you've kind of gotten addicted to this extreme pleasure. I think it's like open Pandora's box. It's just made you more aware that you are most likely into pain. You are into BDSM. You are perhaps a sadist. Like, it definitely sounds like you're a sadist if you're into pain and into, inflicting pain on others. And that means that you have a tendency to lean on the sadism spectrum. So research some BDSM, look at how you can play and explore this, in a consensual and safe way. I also think, a little bit of advice for you is, it should never hinder your future relationship and never make it feel hard for you to start a new relationship. You just have to find a balance. And I think, like, oftentimes we feel like something is wrong with us. We feel like we're too much. We feel like we're too much. We feel like it's a lot for people to accept, but you just have to do baby steps. You have to take it slow. If you are in a new relationship, don't go out and say like, yeah, I'm a sadist. maybe wait for date number two and say like, hey, how do you feel about kinky stuff? Like, I really explored, masochism and sadism in my previous relationship and got really into it. And I would love to tap into it again with you if that's something you're comfortable with. And always talk about boundaries. Like, that makes people feel comfortable. So if you're saying, hey, like, what are your boundaries? How have you experienced this? How does this make you feel? Being intuitive and asking questions and really lead you to a more comfortable and just easy conversation with your potential partner lover. And then that can just make them feel secure and safe with you to explore these more intense, sessions of pleasure. But you shouldn't feel bad for wanting to explore this. Like, there's nothing wrong with you, and it should not be like, it should not make it impossible to start a relationship. Like, that is so just not true. Sorry, guys. I told you I'm sick. I'm like, oh, I'm dying. I'm like sweating from heat flashes. Oh. Anyways, this should not be impossible for you. I'm sorry you feel that way. I want you to feel good in your kinks and what you like. And I want that for you. And so please just take it slow. Like, next time you like someone, just mention, some kinky stuff and say, hey, like, have you explored BDSM? Like I said before, I'm repeating myself, ask those questions, and then you really will find that it's a lot easier to connect and explore when you're being very intentional and intuitive and sweet. Be sweet and just take your time and don't be scared to open up. Sadism is tough for some people that aren't into pain, but there's ways to make it sensual, and like flogging is a great one instead of like crops and slaps, like things that are a little bit softer, or there's tools that you can purchase and add to your repertoire that can inflict pain, or hot wax. Like, that's a really enjoyable one at certain parts of your body where there's more fat, like your butt and your back. Like, that could be a great couple things that you could buy. And you can always check these out on my Amazon page, by the way. I have a lot of toys and stuff and things like this. So yeah, I would try to look into some more sensual things, ways that you can inflict pain on women, and then like welcome them into the conversation and do as I said before. And that can really lead to a more enjoyable experience. You'd be surprised how many women are into kinky shit. You just have to do what I said. Take your time. Okay, next. Hey Barbie, I'm watching your interview with Sophia, and hearing her describe getting fucked in a dirty restroom has my dick ready to explode. I've had the same fantasy ever since I was bullied in a locker room as a teenager and had my head shoved in a toilet for a swirly. Oh my gosh, yes. If you guys haven't listened to Sophia Locke's episode, it's one of my favorites, and she is a dirty girl and I love her. And she's so authentic and so amazing and so sexy. And she has this fantasy she literally fulfilled this fantasy on film. It's like a dirty locker room fantasy that she wanted. And it's like a gangbang. And golden showers were included and like the whole thing. So this is really cool that you have like the similar fantasy. Thank you so much for sharing. I really love this confession. Yeah, it's really great for us to like open up about our fantasies because then it makes us also feel not as alone. And I love that you listened to that episode and were like, damn, I have the same one. And it's cool that it kind of started for you as a teenager when you got your head shoved in the toilet as a swirly for a swirly. Like, it's so unique how some of these things can stem from trauma. And I know I talk a lot about how, you know, these aren't really, they can be correlated, but they're not always a causation. But it seems like sometimes they can be. And for you, this was. And so it's just so unique to really think about that. And thank you so much for sharing. I love this for you. And I hope you can somehow, you know, make this happen for you. So please. Keep fantasizing, keep dreaming. Next, I love to be watched as I explore from my BBC. I love to come. So for those of you that don't know, BBC, Big Black Cock. So I love to be watched as I explode from my Big Black Cock and I love to come. Thank you for that confession. Yeah. Yeah, you like to be watched. So you are a exhibitionist. I am too. I like to be watched. So cheers to that. I have a humiliation fantasy of being a pool boy for a group of women in which I'm forced to wear a little red Speedo while I clean the pool. In my fantasy, the girls are teasing me, making fun of me, slapping my butt, and grabbing my cock. It ends with the girls forcing me to come in my Speedo. This is amazing. I love how specific it is, like a red Speedo, not just a Speedo. It has to be red. And I like this. Like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, humiliation is so common. And so the fact that you have this like a vision of you in a Speedo being a pool boy walking around, like, that's sexy and fun. I feel like that would be a really fun photo shoot for like some dominatrixes that I follow if they like, you know, brought out their whips and had their little pool boy all on his knees. And I love it. That's really cool. I'm sure there is content out there. It has to be out there. I'm sure you're enjoying some porn that has that in it. But yeah, you know, maybe I'll try to create some content for my Patreon of something similar. But I really, I appreciate you sharing. Thank you so much. I'm loving these confessions, guys. Really, really awesome. Okay, next. I get off listening to your voice. You know what? I love this, honestly. And it's funny because I don't think about you getting off. I just think of this as like a compliment. And I love compliments. And I appreciate you complimenting my voice. I know I'm kind of sick right now, so maybe it's not as sweet. but no, I really appreciate that because, you know, I have been working on my voice a lot. It's an art to project. It's an art to speak publicly. And in the beginning of this journey a year ago, like, I was getting a lot of hate for my vocal fry and speaking in this lower octave of my voice that was creating this like vibration. It's like such a thing on social media, and I was getting like so much hate for it, and it was really making me feel a little bit insecure. And I was like, dang, I didn't even realize I did that. But it's also like awareness, and it's also like I need to like learn these tools to continue this job that I've, you know, started for myself, this podcast, this career that I want. And so I've been really teaching myself to speak from my diaphragm and to speak better and to speak in my high natural voice. Cause sometimes when I'm lazy, I do get low and I'm like, oh, it's just easier to talk down here. I don't even know how to do it on command, but thank you. I really appreciate it. And it's funny because people are always like, how do you feel about people like masturbating to your content? Or like, yeah, like you said, like getting off listening to your voice. Like, I mean, I don't really care. You do you. Like, I just want you to do whatever you want if it's safe and if it feels good and, you know, consensual and all the good stuff. So I don't really care. Like, someone else actually messaged me on this girl. She messaged me on my questions, like, or my confessions or my questions or one of them, the anonymous page that I have linked on my stuff. And she was like, my brother masturbates to your content and I just wanted you to know. And I was like, what the hell? Like, how do I even respond to that? And why are you telling me? Like, I don't care. I know I put out this sexy vibe. I'm assuming that people masturbate to stuff. I masturbate when I watch TV sometimes. That doesn't mean that I'm like, I don't know. I masturbate to stuff. When we're sexual, powerful people, we like to masturbate when we feel like it and when it feels good. And that doesn't have to do with me. Sometimes maybe it does, but I am on a little bit of a rant, but I really do appreciate your compliments. And I don't care. I just don't think a lot about all of y'all that are coming to my shit. Like, I hope I'm inspiring you and educating you as well, and making you feel good about touching yourself. Like, that's great. Like, masturbation is the way. Okay, let's move on. I love to watch my girl. Wait, I love to watch fuck my girl. Yeah, this is not literally right. I love to watch fuck my girl by other men and women. Just love it. Okay, so I think you mean like I love to watch my girl get fucked by other men and women. I just love it. Yes. Again, like this is so common. And thank you for this confession. Like it's true. Like so many people are into cuckolding and into watching their woman or man get fucked by other people. Like it's like you're a voyeur too. It's like, why not enjoy and sit back and relax and watch the pleasure scene unfold? Like that is so hot to me too. And that's something that I do in pleasure sessions and threesomes or moresomes. Like I often like to grab a vibrator and I just like watch it unfold and I watch how my partner's interacting with someone new and it turns me on. I know there's been times in the past where I haven't been super turned on by it, maybe because there were other things coming up for me or I was feeling like left out in certain situations. But the more that I've evolved and become secure in who I am and what I like and what feels good and my boundaries, the more I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to just watch this happen. And, you know, sometimes in relationships, our sexual appetites or our sexual levels are different. And so when you are in these sexual sessions of pleasure, oftentimes I'm like, okay, I need to be continuously coming. So I'm just going to sit back while they do their thing and just come like 6 times. But sometimes also like if you are sore or maybe you're just like, you need a little minute to relax, it's nice to just enjoy the show. Like it's more about like all the senses are happening, like not just your pleasure and your endorphins and everything and your erogenous zones being hyper, you know, interacted and stimulated. But it's also about like the sounds and, you know, the music and the vision and like, you know, the visuals and everything else that adds up to the experience is so magic. And so thank you for admitting this, because I do believe it's just a beautiful thing when you like it. Okay. I have a few more. Next, I think I have a CFNM fetish, which means clothed female, naked male. I went on a model casting call recently and was told to strip down to see my physique. Although I knew to expect this and what to wear, I didn't know that it would be so arousing to stand in my Calvin Klein tighty whities in front of a woman. I was fighting off a boner. Yeah, that would suck. Fighting off a boner when you're trying to get a job. But this is something I didn't know, this acronym. I had to look it up. So clothed female, naked male. So obviously this could be, you know, switched to any other acronym for the gender applied or involved. But yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like it has to do with humiliation too, because you're kind of like, you're the one like in a more submissive role and you're the one that's like naked while the other person is clothed. And it's a very unique and specific kink that you can easily explore. So thank you so much for sharing. And this is something, again, like we have to manifest our fantasies. We have to manifest what we want. So instead of like mentioning like, hey, this is something that I like, you don't have to come out and say it. You can just like strip down naked first, or next time your woman or your partner is maybe cooking dinner or doing something, you just show up naked next to them and like start playing and teasing and hugging and, you know, giving her attention. And that'll make you feel in this like more submissive, you know, CFNM kink. You know, it'll stimulate this kink that you have, right? So there's just ways that you can explore this without coming out and saying like, hey, this is something that I like. This is something that I want. How can we incorporate it in the bedroom? Like, yes, that's definitely something you should do, but take your time building up to it. But I do think, like, instead of saying like in the beginning, like, hey, I love when women smack their ass during sex, or like, I love when you're clothed and I'm not, like, just ask for it, or just like manifest it and create it, you know, like even back to the slapping, like maybe you could even move her hand like on her butt and like, you know, squeeze it. Like there's other ways where that you can incorporate this desire that you have. And so again, thank you so much for sharing. I am loving these. Okay, next. I had a gay relationship in high school with one of the most popular boys in my class. He was the typical straight guy with a prom queen girlfriend, but we were privately sucking each other's cocks in the bathroom stalls and fucking in the locker room. It was so hot. And yes, it is making me hot, even though I am hot. I need to open a window in here. Yeah, I'm already hot, but now I'm even more hot. This is something I mentioned, actually, this confession on an episode. I believe it was Derek Cage. I was talking about this book that I was reading and being fantasized about this. And then I mentioned this confession because I was like, this is like a common thing that happened. Like, obviously in the day and age that we are now, or, you know, in our generation or the older generations, like you had to keep it a secret. Like it wasn't, you just didn't want to come out. It was just, that's just the way it was. And so there's all these stories of you guys being secretly fucking each other in high school. And I fucking love it. I'm just like so turned on by the idea of this. And I just think it's amazing, especially in the spirit of pride. Happy pride to all of my fellow rainbow lovers. I just think now more than ever, as there's legislation happening that's restricting, you know, trans rights, and even across the globe with like even same-sex marriage and things that are, you know, it almost feels like we're backtracking sometimes. And it's really sad because there's been so much growth, but there's still so much that needs to be done. And there's still so much support that the community needs. And so I just encourage you to always, you know, be an ally, support us, love us. You know, it's a lot easier for me looking, you know, I'm in a hetero relationship, and I look straight, but in fact, I feel queer. I feel very attracted to my fluidity, and I feel very attracted to non-cisgender men. I need to have a little tea break. My throat is dying. So I just want you to remember to just support your fellow queer folk. It is the month of pride. We have to be happy. We have to be prideful. We don't have to be, but we are. We're happy to be here. We're happy with the things that have changed. We're happy the fact that it's, you know, we can be legal here in the States, but there's still so many countries where it's illegal to be in same-sex relationships and marriages, and there's so many rights for trans people that they still don't have, and it's really devastating. You know, the politics in general are devastating, and it's sad that gender and sexuality is like a politics problem, and it sucks that America is so divided. I wish that everyone supported everyone and everyone loved everyone, and that it wasn't so divided and so, like, I don't know, it's just awkward and weird, our system and our legislative structure, and I don't understand it. It sucks that, like I said, our sexuality and our gender and our identity has turned into this political debate. It's like ridiculous. Like, we just love who we love, and that's the truth. And we should be able to support all of each other for who we are. And even if we don't agree, we can agree to disagree, but we can still love each other. We can still be kind to one another. We can still do what's best for us and do what's best for ourselves, you know? Like, it's just, I don't know, I guess I'm feeling in my feels today. And I appreciate all your confessions. I think they were all amazing. And I'm glad that we ended on this pride rant and this pride, this final one in the spirit of pride. But yeah, just get out there and educate yourself on what's going on in your government and in your state, and see how you can help and how you can be an ally and how you can support one another. And, you know, like my podcast, you know, it's bringing awareness to these, all these diverse ways to connect and these diverse ways to heal. And so again, I just really appreciate you guys being here. I appreciate you guys opening up to me. Thank you for being so vulnerable. I know they're anonymous, but it's still vulnerable to like open up and share that. And I really, I commend you for it. So thank you. And if you want to be included on the next confessions episode, please check out the link below to confess your dirty, darkest secrets. I'll see you guys next time. I gotta go drink more tea and relax this body. But be sweet to yourself, be sweet to your lovers, be sweet to those conversations that scare you. Just be sweet. You got this. And I believe in you. I'll talk to you guys soon. Much love. Bye.